The Red Cross says it's reopening a cholera treatment center in Haiti's capital after a new outbreak of the disease there. 10 Haitians are reported to have died of cholera in the past week. Cholera is spread by poor sanitation, and that's been a chronic problem in Haiti. It's been especially bad in the aftermath of last year's devastating earthquake, which displaced hundreds of thousands of people in Haiti. Even before the disaster, there was said to be only one toilet for every 1,000 Haitians. Now, activists think that they have the answer to that problem and others that plague Haiti, low-tech composting toilets. Here's the world's Amy Bracken with the latest installment in this week's Toilet Tales.
The village of Twitié on the northern edge of Port-au-Prince has a certain charm. There are pigs and fowl everywhere, vegetable gardens and cactus hedges lining the dirt paths. But the village's raison d'etre lies in plain sight. Piles of sordid trash in almost every yard. Twitié exists because it's next to the city dump, where residents scavenge for recycled materials. It was never pleasant living here, but things have gotten much worse since last year's earthquake. They empty toilets over there, says Twitié resident Gérald Desrosiers, right over there. Every day, a stream of trucks empties hundreds of portable toilets into the pool at the dump. The toilets serve hundreds of thousands of displaced people living in camps around Port-au-Prince, which has no sewage treatment plant. When the wind blows this way, Desrosiers says, we have to smell the waste. We have all kinds of health problems. His neighbor, Joseph Agins, says there have been demonstrations against the dumping, but still nothing's been done. Aid groups that run the camp say they're looking for a better place to put the waste. But other organizations are trying to keep sewage from being dumped at all, anywhere. Just up the road from Twitié is the sprawling slum Cité Soleil. It's known for its extreme poverty and episodic gang violence. But in one important way, it's just like much of Haiti.
The large majority of people do not have toilets.
That's Nick Prenetta of the group Soil, Sustainable Organic Integrated Livelihoods. Prenetta says human waste in Cité Soleil often winds up in the worst places.
At night, people are emptying it into the canal, so into either a bag or into a bucket, and then at night they dump it in the canal.
The canal here is a reeking mass of trash and human waste. It's even worse in the rainy season when it sometimes overflows and the raw sewage floods into people's homes. Soil is trying to help change that and change the way Haitians think about their waste. After the earthquake, a local group asked Soil to help set up a sanitation system here in Cité Soleil, based not on porta-potties or even a municipal sewer, but on composting toilets.
Bonsoir, monsieur.
Prenetta works on the front lines, helping residents learn about the new technology.
Urine goes to the front section. The poop drops into this hole in the back, and underneath is a 15-gallon drum with handles.
The five composting toilets at this site are used by an estimated 100 people a day. Instead of flushing, users throw in some organic cover, in this case sugarcane scraps from a local rum factory. Then when the drums fill up, soil workers haul them off for what's called thermophilic composting.
If you get it right, the temperature gets really hot. So the microorganisms eating through the feces and the carbon generates a lot of heat. And it kills off the pathogens.
In other words, germs like E. coli and the cholera bacteria are neutralized. Diseases avoided, wastewater problems solved. And there's another key benefit. What's left after the composting process is a nutrient-rich organic fertilizer.
It's a very innovative way of dealing with two problems at once.
Stephen Porter is an ecology professor at Brown University. The two major problems are closely linked, he says, a sanitation crisis and a soil fertility crisis. Over centuries of land mismanagement, Haiti has lost much of its topsoil, which affects its ability to feed itself. At the same time, it's been dumping millions of pounds of potential soil nutrients into landfills and waterways, where they become a serious problem.
So you have this issue of human waste treatment, and you have this issue of agricultural depletion. How you produce enough food for undernourished populations, and how you do that while solving water quality problems that lead to tremendous illness.
A growing number of people in Haiti are embracing the dual solution of composting toilets, also known as ecological sanitation, including some in the Haitian government. Paul-Christian Nanfi is a Haitian-American engineer who once worked with soil and is now an advisor for Haiti's new water and sanitation agency.
I think that ecological sanitation is the future. And in the process, I think you're increasing people's awareness of the realities of sanitation and how the communities can take charge of finding solutions to their own problems.
Certainly the idea is catching on in Cité Soleil, where the waste from the new composting toilets is already being put to work. Archibald Miracle is an agronomist who manages a local community vegetable garden. The compost generated here fertilizes the garden, Miracle says. So the farming we do is completely organic. It allows people to create their own little economy when otherwise they would have to go to the market. Backers hope the ecological sanitation project here in Cité Soleil will be a model for Haiti and elsewhere. Of course, there are big challenges. One is finding a sustainable financing model. More than a year after the earthquake, project organizers say donor fatigue has set in, and that the task ahead is largely to convince potential supporters that ecological sanitation systems are worth their investment. For The World, I'm Amy Bracken, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.